This is Nate and the Noise on SB Nation Radio. Here's your hosts, Sean Drotar and Nate Lundy.
Rolling through a football Friday with you, 32 minutes after the hour. Nate Lundy, Sean Drotar, thank you for being here. To the Progressive Insurance Celebrity Hotline we go. Progressive, comparing rates to help you save. Now that's Progressive, part of SB Nation, covering college football. You find him on Twitter at MattSBN. It is Matt Brown. Matt, good morning. How are you?
I'm great, fellas. How are you today?
Doing good. So it looked like for a minute we were going to have a game last night, and then all of a sudden Houston took off and looked like a team that was deserving of being the number six ranked team in the country. Just how high do we think Houston can wind up going in the ratings?
A lot higher than number six, I think. If you look at Houston's schedule now, you have Louisville way down in late November. You have a potentially tricky road game in the middle of October, but other than that road trip here to Cincinnati, it's hard to see something else really coming up and tripping them up unless Greg Ward is not able to sustain his health over the course of the season, which is possible given how much he was being run down. And then just by sheer watching everybody else lose to each other will help Houston creep up here. I wouldn't be shocked if they are in the three or four range in the Associated Press come the middle of October.
Now, what's interesting about that, and I agree with you, their schedule is extremely favorable, but it's also got a lot of soft spots, you know, one ranked team left. When it comes to the opportunity to get in the college football playoff, is this schedule going to be tough enough to get Houston in there, even if they play and almost run the table?
I think if they run the table, they still have a really good position. When you look at some of these group of five programs who are trying to get consideration for New Year's Six bowl games or for playoff spots or back in the BCS, it seemed like really a huge factor was where you started in the beginning of the year. When you had the Utahs and the Boise States and the TCUs, they're starting out by the top 25. They're starting here in the bottom. And because Houston's kind of getting a little bit of credit for how they were last season, and by opening the year with an extremely credible win over Oklahoma, even if Oklahoma ends up going 8-4, 9-3, they're already starting in a position where they're in the consciousness of everyone who follows the sport as a really strong team. When you're going to have a really good Louisville team, you're going to potentially face a really good South Florida team in the American Conference Championship game, or maybe a team like East Carolina. If they're able to go undefeated, I certainly think they have a shot. It's not strong enough for them to get in the playoffs if they lose a game, but if they go undefeated, it'll be hard to keep them out.
Matt, let's fast forward to a little over 24 hours from now when Florida State will take on Louisville. I expect Florida State to win, and I think that if this weren't in Louisville, they might actually roll and beat them by double figures. I know they're only favored by two. What's your take on the big matchup tomorrow, ACC?
I like Florida State here as well, although I understand why people would be a little bit hesitant, especially given Florida State's health situation. We're seeing some reports now that Josh Sweat might not play in this game. James is already going to be out here, and we already know, even against maybe less than spectacular competition, you can see what Louisville's Lamar Jackson can do, basically outscoring or outproducing the average FBS offense completely by himself. I like Florida State's ability to be a little bit more balanced on offense. I think I like their ability to use their athleticism on the outside and keep Jackson in the pocket a little bit more. But I think that, you know, this is a sneaky, interesting noon slate, I think, which is typically not the case here. And this is definitely going to be the best one.
There are a couple other big matchups, Alabama at Ole Miss. Now, Ole Miss has been a burr under Nick Saban's saddle here. Do they turn it around this week, or can Ole Miss actually just keep the trend going for them?
Man, I have a really hard time seeing Ole Miss winning in this game again. And if you look back to the last two times that Ole Miss won that game, they really centered on kind of fluke plays. I mean, you really can't plan on having the way that we're going to go beat a Nick Saban Alabama team is by bouncing passes off of defensive backs' heads and catching our wideouts in stride and winning football games that way. I look at Ole Miss, I'm concerned about their ability to run the football. I'm concerned about Chad Kelly's decision-making over four quarters when they have to put so much on his shoulders. I love Ole Miss wideouts, but I don't think that they're going to be able to be balanced enough to get enough points to be able to beat Alabama. I would expect them to win potentially by 10.
Matt, I'm fascinated by the matchup between the Huskers and the Ducks that'll take place in Lincoln. I feel like if Nebraska can get this done, it's a big statement win for them coming back into really the big conversation with college football. Can they beat Oregon at home?
I do, and it's funny. I'm kind of with you. I feel like this is a game that's really flown under the radar here this week, but there's a lot of really fascinating subplots. The Big West, despite, I think, Wisconsin's ascendancy, thanks to their big upset win over LSU, that's certainly up for grabs. And Oregon's defense, even when you, with bringing in Brady Hoke and trying to change some things fundamentally, is not very strong right now. This should be a really fun game that I imagine is going to involve a lot of big plays. Oregon's quarterback play has been very strong. But given where it is and given Nebraska's ability to run the football, I think I like their ability to get an upset here too and maybe change the narrative around that program a little bit.
Let me throw you another one that's matchups in the top 25. Notre Dame at 18 in the polls hosts Michigan State. Sitting at 12, but an 8-point underdog to the Golden Domers. Are we giving Michigan State enough respect, or is Notre Dame basically starting to get their feet under them?
I feel like we would be remiss in our duties here as national college football analysts if we were not disrespecting Michigan State. That's the identity of their program. It fuels them. I'm not sure if D'Antonio would know what to do if we all started saying really nice things about them. So, you know, that's not a surprise that they're an underdog. And a big reason for this is I don't think anybody really knows what we have with Michigan State yet. We've only seen them play once. They look kind of listless against an SCS team. I think that there's some concerns about their offense. Maybe we're not as super confident in Notre Dame's secondary. They may have gotten exposed a little bit by Texas, but I don't think Michigan State has the personnel to really expose that. I would like Notre Dame in this game as well.
Last one for you. As you look at the games, we obviously see in the evening a strong one between Oklahoma, Ohio State. We've also got Stanford and USC. Which one of those do you think is more likely to see an upset?
At this point, it seems that Oklahoma is actually the underdog to Ohio State. That
right.
seems like a little bit of a overcorrection here to me. Before the season, the lines were around Oklahoma by 9 over the Buckeyes. I've seen that switch to Ohio State by, I think, 1.5 and sometimes 2. I don't think Oklahoma is as bad as people might think they are after the game against Houston. And their personnel matches up really well with Ohio State's weakness, which I think is going to be their wideouts and the depth of defensive tackle. I would imagine Oklahoma is going to be able to establish a running game, let Mayfield continue to attack the Buckeyes with high percentage completions and pass attempts, and I think Oklahoma is going to be able to come away with a win there at home.
Great stuff. Covering college football for SB Nation, you find him on Twitter at MattSBN. It's Matt Brown. Matt, really appreciate the time this morning. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, no problem. Enjoy the games this weekend.
Matt joining us on the Progressive Insurance Celebrity Hotline. Last year, over 3 million drivers switched to Progressive. Call or click to find out how much you could save.